This kina we just did, kina chafa vaz b'halich Yirmiyahu al kivi avos. The Yirmiyahu went to the kfarim of the avos hakdoshim, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, and he tried to be ma'ir the zechus of the avos hakdoshim, and to no avail, even they couldn't stop the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. As he says, v'ayye zechus avos. Spoke about Ayi before. It comes up four times in the summer in this pizmi. Ayi is a chus of ice. But even this chus of the avos hakdoshim couldn't prevent chomer beis hamikdash. It says in the Medrash that when Hashem came to the makom hamikdash, as it was in flames, Hashem cried out to Yirmiyahu and says, "I feel like a father who has lost his child on his wedding day." We see the relationship, the dynamic between Hashem Yisbarach and Bnei Yisrael. That Hashem is Avinu Malkeinu. That He's Avinu. And although a father will do anything for his son, like we see by the Akedah, that the honey sign of the Akedah is that Avram was able to break that vekis, that his kashrus with his son. He had everything riding on Yitzchak because of his love for his own father. Tatan Himo. So too, on the day of this destruction, Hashem didn't take anything into Cheshvan, even as he was losing his child on his wedding day, and there was so much at stake and so much to be lost. There was no Yachas Avin Bein, there was no Zchus Avos. I have here on the side of my Oitzer HaMedrashim Menaicha a couple of Mefarshim who bring out this idea, quote Sir Sefer Taras Chaser. And he wants to teach that which it says in Eicha. This is in the last Perek Pasuk, Imo Yosaimim Hayinu Veinav. But the Pasuk is saying this exactly, Yosaimim Hayinu Veinav. We have been orphaned, we have no father. But of course it's repetitive. What does it mean, Yisaimim Hayinu Veinav? So here says the Sefer Taras Chesed. He says, Hine gam hayosam yoreshu es aviv. Om miskaya ba aviv. It says, the yosam, the descendants have what to gain from their father, either be Yerusha, or in the respect, they bask in the respect of their father. Amnam anu yosemim hayinu ki ilu lehoya lanu av me'aylam. It says, our break, our destruction is so great that we have nothing from you. We have no Yerusha, we have no kavod. That's what it means, yosemim hayinu ve'inav. It's as if we never even had a father. We feel the pain of a yosem who had a father, but there's not even a roishim left. There's nothing left. There's no Yerusha, there's no kavod. It's hayosamim ayinu, and it's as if it ain't off, as if there was never you, as if you were never our father. There's no past. He quotes here a sefer Yedei Maisha, who explains. Based on that which the Gemara tells us, that sometimes Bnei Yisrael are called Avadim and sometimes we're called Banim. But we do with Tzano Shel Makom, we're called Banim, we're called children of Hashem. And if we're called children of Hashem, when we do the Ratzon Hashem, then He's called our Father. But He writes, Ki mipnei chata'inu nistayamnu v'nistalaknu. Mipnei chata'inu nisiyatamnu. We've become orphaned. And we're no longer banim because we're not doing your atzon. And if no longer you're banim, then you're no longer our father. Shaharim ein bayin ein av. If there's no child, there's no father. So with Chorban Beis Hamikdash that we saw, forget about the oisim ratzon shel makom. We didn't do the ratzon Hashem. We're no longer banim tashem. We're avadim tashem. And if there's no ben, there's no father. Yisemu hayinu ve'inav. So with Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Jewish people are left without a father. Hashem Yisrach has no children. We have no fathers. We have no sposavos. So what is a Jew supposed to do when he has no father? Of course, you can contend and say, okay, im kivanim, im kavadim. If you're not like banim, you're like avadim. So Hashem is now your adon. He's your melech. He's no longer Ravinu Malkeinu. He's just Malkeinu. But we can't accept that. We can't live like that forever. Have to do what we can to bring our father back, to be children again. So let's see the words of the Devei Yechezkel. The Shin of Arabs, Chassi Agin Alinu. He's going on the Pasuk in the Parsha, which you read during the Mehemet Sarim, Parsha's Maaseh. Shimu Dvar Hashem. Hashem, through the Navi, he challenges us and says, Ma Motzu Avayseichem Bi Avel. What have your fathers found wrong in me? What have I done wrong? Oid Haloy Mayata Karasa Li Avi Aluf Na'ari Ata. Halomiyaza karasli avi. Aluf na'uri ata, calling me father. These ideas of the imagery of Hashem being a father to Bnei Israel. And he's going on a whole ksiv ukri over here, which is not our discussion because we're not going to focus on the Torah Shabbai. We're going to speak about the Kina Shabbai. And he quotes the following story which he heard. The Rabbi Ramelech, Tzuchsi Yagin Alinu, he once said, he once remarked, that anybody who will go and see the Tzadik Yisod Olam of Pinchas Karzer, and he sees his face, it's Mesugal, you know, it's Mesugal for Yerushalayim. Anybody who sees the face of Pinchas Karzer, it's Mesugal for Yerushalayim. So when his son, Rav Lezerel, heard the words of his father, Rabbi Melech, that he says this, so he, a good chassid, he picked up and he went to Karetz to go see the face of Pinchas Karetz. And he was there, he was sitting by the tish of Rav Pinchas Karetzer. And he let out some type of a sigh, some type of an anacha, and he said, "Ay, tate. Ay, tate." Now, I don't know if he was referring to Hashem or he was referring to his father. Maybe he missed his father. I don't know. But he said, it came out of his mouth, he said, "Oy tate." So he was sitting in earshot of Pinchas Karzer, and he had heard him say that. So Pinchas Karzer, in the middle of a tish, he turns to Rav Lezerel and he says to him, of course in Yiddish, he says, "Vildil malav avivhu." Maybe he's not your father. So imagine the scene. Okay, he traveled all the way to Karetz. He's sitting by the tish of the tzaddik. He says, "Oy, tate." And the Pinchas Karetz hears that. He looks at him and says, "Maybe he's not your father." He doesn't say anything. Rabbi Lezerel goes back to his house. He goes to his father's house. So he tells him what happened. "I was sitting by the tish. And the tzaddik of Pinchas, he said something so unusual. He said, maybe he's not your father." So Melech said to him, "What did you say? What was your answer?" He asked you a question. "Savam Allah Hishafti Lakhlum." I didn't know what to say. I didn't say anything. So Melech said, "You should have said like this. Shteitin pasak in Hazinu. It says, Sha'al avicha v'yageidcha zekeinecha v'yamilach. Ask your father and he will tell you. Your grandfather, and he will tell you too." So said Remelech, the word sha'al avicha can also mean a lashon of borrowing. Like a lashon she'ela. Ki yishal ish me'isre'ehu. That's what you should have told him. Sha'al avicha v'yageitcha. So based on the Shinva Rav's explanation of the Pasuk, he uses this story and he says as follows. Hagam she'inu oid b'madrigu zu she'ikra l'Kadosh Baruch Hu Avi. Even though a person may be on a madriga that he's not able to say to Hashem Yisbarach, you are my father. But if he gathers all of his strengths and he shouts and he says, you are my father, Hashem will bring him to this madriga. Then in Kedusha, there's the concept of Sha'al Avicha V'yakidcha, borrow a father. It's a madriga that Hashem should be our father. That we should feel that yachas, that love, that endless trust and faith and belief that Hashem has in us, and the bitachon that a child has in his father. And if at times that a Jew does not feel that in his life, and he can't turn to Hashem Yisbarach and say, you are my father, that he feels so distant from him. Like Yitzhak on the way to Akedah, this is Pshat and Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayoymer Avi, he says, you are my father. And he says, Hineni Bini, I'm here, you are my son. So what's the shakla v'tarya? That here Yitzchak was watching his father take him to be shechted on the Mizbeach. This is the madrig of Yisraimim Hayinu Veinov. There's no father here. Avram is not Yitzchak's father. He's his shechet. He's his murderer. So he says to him, Avi, are you my father? And he says, Hineni Bini, certainly you are my son. I do this because I love you. This is the message of the Akedah, which is eternal for us. That everything Hashem Yisbarach does for us is for the good. That He's always our Father and forever His children. And although we begin Rosh Hashanah by saying, Im Kivadim, Im Kavadim, by the end of the day we're certainly Banim. We can be Samech on the Shofar, that'll be Menatzeach, and it'll bring out the Yachas of the Av and the Ben. Is not the Shofar just a way to be able to remember the Akedah? That the everlasting bond between father and son, between Avraham Yitzchak, and so to Hashem Yisbarach and his children, the Akedah will see to it. You can be sure. Im Kivanim is true. Or Bizechet Rachem of Albanim. But yet there are times in life that a Jew feels like HaKadosh Baruch was far from him, that Hashem is very far from him. And he feels that pain of Yisam Hayinu Veinav, and in that Matzav Veinav, that a person feels like Shema Lav Aviv Hu, maybe he's not your father. And he has nothing to say. Because he feels like he's walking the gates of us, and he doesn't feel like Hashem is there. But the avodah is Sha'al Avicha V'yageidcha. You borrow Hashem Yisbarach. What does that mean? You borrow Hashem, you borrow a father. It says the tzaddik, Mischazik v'kol koicher v'yomer avi ata. Then in the same way that Yitzhak asked, he says, Avi, are you my father? And Avram taught him the eternal lesson, Bini ata, you are my son and I'm always there for you. So even though a Jew can't feel Hashem's love at that time, he has to be meschazik b'kol koicha, and he has to say, Aviata, you are my father. It's interesting, we have, without getting into detail, of course, in Pnimiyas Satara we have such a concept. The many times when we can bring down a certain meichin de gadlus, a certain understanding, certain madrigas which we wish to have, so what we do is we borrow. It's called borrowing. We take from whatever we have at our disposal and we ask for a halva. We say, let me just borrow a little bit of what's available to me to borrow. And by borrowing, I'll be able to bring down which is very great and pay you back. You'll see the dividends at the end. Like Lahavdil, in the Derech Ha'ilam, if a person wants to take upon himself a big opportunity, a business opportunity, and he needs $1 million because he sees what's going to be from that $1 million. He's going to make many millions more. So he'll take out a loan. And if the bank, whoever the malveh feels that he can trust and he feels that it's a good venture, so he'll go in it with him and he'll take back, he'll reap the benefits of it too. Because he sees it's a good investment. This investment will succeed. So even though it's a big risk, it's at a big expense. But you have the feeling and you know and you trust that it's going to have a good ending. And in a way, this is our tefillah to Hashem Yisbarach right now. We could certainly say, Yosem Imayinu Vein Av, we've been fatherless for thousands of years. Here we turn to Hashem Yisbarach and we say, Sha'al Avicha. Don't build the Beis HaMikdash because we deserve it. We just want to borrow. Just let us borrow enough to come home to Yeretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim HaKodesh. And even if we're not worthy, we're not Zeicha, Bechlal we're not Zeicha. So give us a halva, just do it. Just give us a little bit. And you'll see from the little which you give us, you'll see the dividends. You'll see we'll mamash make a big mysterious nefesh for you. We're going to be very, very dedicated yidin when you just give us a little bit. We'll be able to build something really good for you. Mashiach will be very good. Just give us something to borrow. Just a little bit to borrow so that we can make it happen. And all the nachas which you want and all the benefits which you want, you're going to see the hatzlacha. That's called Sha'al Avicha V'Yageidcha. Ask your father and he will tell you. Now fast forward to Pesach, or rewind to Pesach. We're sitting at the Seder table, and we have in front of us a whole Ka'ara. And we know what to do with everything on the Ka'ara practically. We know to dip the egg in salt water. We know what the mara is for. We know what the charesis is for. We know what the matz is for. We have the kaisais. We know what everything for, except for the zraya. The zraya is the mystery. And it's just a simon. It's a zecher ba'alma to what? That there was once a korban Pesach. And of course, the tzaddikim tell us that it's not just a zecher. It's supposed to remind us of the Beis HaMikdash. Like the Medrash says, Hishbiyani b'mirayrim. That Pesach is lacking as long as there's a Tisha B'Av in the world. As the Tzaddikim tell us, the Torah says that every day, every year, the day which Pesach falls out during the week, Tisha B'Av falls out during the week. At the two sides of the same coin. That we're waiting for the Zorayin Etuya, the very same Zorayin Etuya which took us out of Mitzrayim, he'll take us out of this Golus as well. And as we go through the Mitzvah Sayyim of Seder night, we start with Kadesh, and then Karpas, and the Maror, and the Matzahs, and the other Kaisais. Amongst all of that, amongst it all, we have the Magid, Shalavicha V'Yageidcha, that there's a mitzvah for a child to ask his father on Seder night. Sha'al Avicha, ask your father via Gitcha and he'll give you the Magid. And it's no coincidence, of course, that the whole inyan of that Sha'al Avicha via Gitcha on Pesach night, that it's connected to that Zraya on the table. What asking our fathers means on the night of the Seder is that a Jew turns to Hashem Yisbarach and he says, Sha'al Avicha V'Yageidcha. Such a Nebuch, such a Rachmanas. Look how we're sitting here in Golus right now. This is how you have envisioned the Seder we should have? Without a Korban Pesach? In Chutz La'aretz? With Noi Kanim, with Noi Levim? With nothing? And so when a Jew is at the Seder table and he's Sha'al Avicha V'Yageidcha, he turns to Hashem as he looks at that Zraya on the table and he remembers the very dark hole of Tisha B'Av and he says to Hashem Yisbarach, he says, Sha'al Avicha V'Yageidcha. Come on. Please. Sha'al avicha. Let us borrow you. Tatin himma, let us borrow you. Let's go build a house together. Let's go return to Eretz Yisrael together. Let's build everything which you want. Let's make it happen. You'll see later, it's going to be a good investment. It's going to be good. You took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim and they had nothing. And they came to Matan Torah and you had tremendous nachas from them. That's what we do here on Tisha B'Av. That we reach back or we reach forward into that place of Magid and Leil Pesach. That Sha'al Avichav Yageidcha in a different way. That although Pesach night is more literal, it's Sha'al Avichav Yageidcha. Ask questions and he'll give you answers. There's the Sha'al Avichav Yageidcha of Tisha B'Av. That we take that Zraya, that we take that unused Zraya, Leil Pesach, and we bring it here. And we make a whole Tisha B'Av out of it. This is what we should have. This tiny little stick on the plate of on the Torah. We want to see a Korban Pesach, a real Korban Pesach. So even though we're not in the Medrash to say Avinu Malkeinu, we may not be Banam Lamakom. There's no Beis HaMikdash yet, and we're having a hard time getting there. But this is the Eitzah. Sha'al Avicha V'Yageidcha. We ask Hashem Yisbarach, you don't have much nachas for me now, but I'm telling you, it'll be good. You give me just a little bit, and you show me how to serve you. I could do great things for you. We can have a lot of nachas for me. We can do great things together. We can end this galus and make the world that you want. Hashem should help us, and that all those voices inside of ourselves, that all the insecurities, whenever we hear the voice inside of ourselves which says, Dilma lav avifu, maybe he's not your father, those doubts, those fikus in amuna, that we should know how to respond, that we should know the eternal lesson of the Akedah. Vayomer Avi, Vayomer Hineni Vini. The Jew has to always know that even in the darkest times, that Hashem says to him, Hineni Vini, I'm always your father. And to know a shtickal avoid out of it, Shalavicha Vyageitcha, how to know to how to be misfollowed Hashem Yisbarach, and that's what we're doing here right now. The gates of Tefillah are closed. Sasam Tefillasi. Shuls are closed today. But the banks are open. You can go into Hashem Yisbarach, not b'tayas tefillah. So I have a business proposition for you. I have a shutvus to make with you. Shal avichav yageidcha, we should be zaycha, that Hashem should accept our request. He can make it happen in a heartbeat. Just like that, the snap of the fingers. He can turn the world over. He can accept our proposal. And if there's anybody who knows the nachas that he can have from us, it's him. He sees it already and he knows that it's true. We should be zeicha this year that instead of having the Sha'al Avicha V'Yageidcha, having to borrow anything, we should be zeicha to come to the Beis HaMikdash already by this coming Pesach. Instead of having to sit in Golos wherever we are, even in Eretz Yisrael in Golos, and just looking at that Zraya and eating that Maror, just having simanim and zeichers at the Beis HaMikdash and what our ancestors ate, we should be zeichah to see with our own eyes. The kiyum of the pasuk after, b'hanchel, elyon goyim, that Hashem should give us b'nachala, Atzinu HaKadosh back, and we're able to build the Beis HaMikdash, and to be Oichav min HaZvachem min HaPsachem, and be Yitzchak Yotzer Gemir v'Minu Amen.